What if I told you that Village Banking has been given a digital facelift? FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Hailstorm damages roofs for 10 houses in Dola. In African news, the DR Congo and Rwanda sign a peace accord and economic framework. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A hailstorm has blown off roofs of 10 houses at Mayben Flats in Dola District on the Copper Belt Province, leaving residents and property extensively damaged. The storm, which struck around 14 hours, also tore off roofs from several other houses in the area, leaving household goods soaked and a number of electrical appliances damaged. The affected residents have since appealed to the government for assistance, as the hailstorm has left them stranded and exposed to harsh weather conditions. Clement Mutelekwa, an affected resident of Mabin Flats, appealed for urgent shelter support. He added that most of the electrical appliances have been damaged and household goods like sofas and mattresses were completely soaked. Another resident, Kondwani Sililo, who described how the hailstorm started, said his auntie's car was damaged by pieces of asbestos roofing sheets that were ripped off by the strong winds, adding that it was a relief that no injuries were recorded. Mr. Sililo also appealed for support from the authorities, noting that most residents did not have access to emergency funds to deal with the sudden disaster. Representatives from the district administration and the Office of the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit have inspected the premises with the outcome of the visit yet to be established. Residents of Vuzakile Township in Kitwe are living in fear due to the continued blockages of sewer pipelines, posing a significant health risk. Chansa Luisa says that using toilets has become a daunting task due to the blockages, with the situation causing a lot of problems for the community. And Priscilla Mtale lamented that they have lived with this situation for over 10 years, despite our efforts to engage Ankana Water Supply and Sanitation Company and Vuzakile Ward Councillor Charles Silomba on the matter, but nothing seems to be done, leaving them frustrated. She expressed worry that the spillage is also flowing towards the piped drinking water, raising concerns about the possible cholera outbreak.
Every day we tabak for us to wash. So, but since I go to the place, we wash and I do stand. I go to the veranda. Chelo, I be pressing pipe. Chelo, one, two, wash. e bua sa tswa kwa ta e go pano bo tshingwa na go na pano pati panda so na ngone kole to a rwa pano so a mindse e fina mindsa ya am mfulanga ya lo ke e kuru ndenga mu ni pai tshamba no kongwela ku madro konse pa lu vansa ponse kwa ta pense ya pambo ku tsha pa mensho
ino ko bo se ro kumenyu nga tia fuasa inspecta nga ntani ya matwele tifo nishkudo ya ishula pambo kumenya na pansi bai tuwewe ya tualire kukansu kutatuwa ya bala ndati mpaipi shara isa tukesa mbikira soro shai shire mpaipi ufo mambo kupita wale pisha wale tuwa kupifa ipi
Mino Obuzakile Ward Councillor Charles Eselomba has assured the residents that he will follow up on the matter.
Spending the pipes in before, I'm not aware about the actual address that or the people who are complaining that we are working hand in hand with Ankana Water to make sure that change the pipes from the 4 inches to 6 inches.
Kalikiliki Ward 35 Councillor Chadrick Chimwanga has expressed their sadness over the continued attacks on residents by a notorious group of youths commonly known as junkies. This follows a recent incident in which a man was brutally attacked by more than 15 suspected junkies, leaving the community in fear. Councillor Chimwanga told Kombon Radio News that the junkies operating in Mutendere East and Kalikiliki have become a serious danger to society, adding that the situation now requires urgent attention. He noted that although police officers from Kalikiliki and Mutendere East Police Post have been conducting patrols, the number of junkies continues to rise, making it difficult to curb the attacks. Mr. Chimwanga has since called for reinforcement efforts, including increased police presence and community involvement, to bring an end to the spate of attacks.
I think this was so unfortunate for me. It's a bad news that I wouldn't expect as a councillor to hear. I think this name junkie is becoming a problem in my ward. I think Kalikiliki now, we are talking about Kalikiliki and Mtendere East, they are becoming a danger to society. Kalikiliki police and Mtendere police have really been intensifying on the patrols. They've been doing their patrols very, very well. And they've been doing their job diligently. But we just need more force.
A resident of the Y2K compound in Mukushi district, Benua Kafula, has emphasized the importance of cleanliness, especially now that the rainy season has started. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Kafula encouraged community members, particularly those in trading areas, to keep their surroundings clean. Mr. Kafula further warned that a littering in undesignated areas could spark a cholera outbreak. He stressed that it is crucial for community members to use designated garbage pits and bins. He added that community members should take responsibility for their surroundings and maintain a cleanliness, noting that by working together, they can help keep Mukushi clean and safe.
Kakile posto wa guino, kulewa kuposta ita posta ita, kerewe nishiwa sato, vari tuviki lako, kuna kuwa chingala tivika. Oto kulangu kecha kwewa chi, ama insana yesa, kole la, jimupepi. So nga chachawa chatikenje, heto rasa mkua chama lwele haya, ya tende kukula tushinguruka, mungu katika utashiweza. So kulomba kwa ndi, kupitila mkatikati kwa nchavu teko nga kanko. Kekie nitivite siso, wapo fili ngirioku wapakwe wachiwa kanko, vaisa agombe la ponga wa bonti.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, ditubezi, twasanta. A part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
current business rates on Company Radio. Mabi.